Hi, today's book is The Total Money Makeover, A Proven Plan for Financial Fitness by Dave Ramsey. About the author, Dave Ramsey is American trusted voice on money and business. He's authored 5 New York Times best-selling books, which are Financial Peace, More Than Enough, The Total Money Makeover, Entire Leadership, and Smart Money Smart Kids. The Dave Ramsey Show is heard by more than 8.5 million listeners each week on more than 550 radio stations worldwide. The Dave Ramsey Show channel on iHeartRadio and a 24-hour online streaming video channel is also there. Ramsey offers solutions and to the suite of products and services to help people get control of their financial and other aspects of their life. So let's start with 10 key learnings from this particular book, which is The Total Money Makeover. Learning 1, the challenge. Winning at money is 80% behavior and 20% knowledge. But the challenge is no one else but you, the guy in the mirror. The book points at you and the series of sacrifices you need to make in order to win at your money game. Learning number 2, denial. 90% of the problem is, you know, realizing that there is problem at first. A lot of people don't even believe there is a problem. A focused life and death type of approach is required to reset your patterns of spending, and the biggest obstacle to this is denial. Let me give you an example. There is a myth which you have been believing for a long time that debt consolidation is saving you money because of less interest you are paying. But the truth is that debt consolidation, which means adding many debts and shifting to a lower debt, lower interest plan, this is somewhere dangerous, because here what you are doing is you are just treating the symptom but not the problem. Problem is the debt itself. Learning number 3, the now myth. One of the most compelling human need is to want it now. You know, like that kid in the grocery store who cries and screams that he wants this stuff now. But we must realize that this is a sign of immaturity also. And the solution to this craving is provided by, yes, debt. Debt is the means to achieve and believe that if you want it, you can have it. And this instant debt, this prompts a person to buy things which he cannot afford. Learning number 4, money myths. 2 money myths are, first is risk denial, which means that total safety is possible. Your money will be absolutely safe. It's possible. And the second myth is easy wealth. You know, there's a belief that making money is easy. And that's, you know, one of the reasons you'll see a lot of people still buying lotteries, because they think you buy a lottery and you become a millionaire overnight. It's easy. A few more enemies and hurdles to your belief system, which is ignorance. We must understand that ignorance in managing your money is not the lack of intelligence, but a lack of know-how which can be learned. The second very critical hurdle here is keeping it up with your standard of living. You know, peer pressure, cultural expectations, and your own beliefs that we need to keep up with those wealthy friends, wealthy neighbors. These are the hurdles. You need to get away with these hurdles. So what you do? Save. And this is our learning number 6. First and foremost, save $1,000 fast. Just like starting your fitness regime, you need to start walking before you run. Now the first step is to save $1,000 and keep it aside as an emergency fund. Also, every month you need to budget. This is again a very important part. You have to budget and follow a process. A budget is very simple. You know, budget means that you need to analyze and plan for your income and your expenses, and net results should be zero. So income minus expenses, whatever is left would be saving. Now, this entire budget needs to be planned. Your savings, your expenses, your income, everything needs to be planned. Learning number seven, the debt snowball effect. Just the way you cannot lose weight quickly, cutting debt at once may not happen, but you need to start. Now you need to start slowly but surely and start cutting down your debt. Simple way to do it is list down your debt in the order with the smallest payoff first. The smallest debt, just cut it out first. Learning number eight, finish your emergency fund. Fully funded emergency fund should actually cover 3 to 6 months of expense. You can start with the emergency fund of $1,000, but a fully funded fund, assuming that $3,000 per month is your annual, your earning, that means that 6 times of 3,000, which is around 18,000 to 25,000, should be your emergency fund actually. Not 1,000. 1,000 is just the starting point. Learning number nine, maximize retirement savings. Simple maintenance will keep your money muscles maintained. You need to keep investing month on month as an extremely disciplined approach towards your retirement fund. This simple discipline works, and the magic of compounding, believe me, will take care of your wealth creation. But you have to be very, very disciplined here. And the last and the 10th learning is college funding. Now you need to make sure that your kids also understand financial fitness. Understand the purpose of college education before you fund it. Is it worth it? Is it going to generate and make you learn the requisite skill you needed? Because look, this is also a debt which you need to pay off someday. So you need to analyze, and you need to make sure that your kids also understand that if you're taking a loan to fund their college education, is this education and this loan worth it? Both as a parent and as a child, you need to understand and be very, very clear about this. Thank you very much.